Election Day is 2 weeks away, but early voting starts today in the state of Wisconsin. It's Tuesday, October 22nd, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, Vice President Kamala Harris made another pitch to undecided Republican voters at a campaign stop in Brookfield.
It's really the opportunity for all of us to follow the same precepts they're setting.
We'll hear more about Harris campaigning in Wisconsin with Liz Cheney. And we'll have the details of a new partnership which aims to encourage Hmong American students to become educators. Stay with us.
You tune in every weekday for your dose of local news on Wisconsin Today. You enjoy headlines with context as well as a longer story. This news is community supported. Join in with your gift at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Early in-person voting starts today in Wisconsin. Sarah Lear has the details.
Whether you're voting early or at the polls on November 5th, you'll need to bring photo identification. And as Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf explains, if you're not already registered to vote, you'll have to provide proof of residency to register.
Voters will need to have something like a bank statement or a utility bill that has their current name and address on it.
You can look for hours and locations near you through your local clerk's office or visit myvote.wi.gov. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Former President Barack Obama is in Madison today to encourage Wisconsinites to vote early for Kamala Harris and other Democrats. The GOP's vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance campaigned in Waukesha on Sunday. Speaking of Waukesha, Vice President Kamala Harris and former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney appeared together in the Milwaukee suburbs last night. It was part of a series of events taking place in the suburbs of key swing states. Before taking the stage in Waukesha County, they were also in Michigan and Pennsylvania. The theme of the night was country over party. Pamela Taylor drove up from the northern suburb of Chicago to support Harris. She said the event highlights the importance of bipartisanship.
And so for Liz Cheney, you know, to come across the aisle and to offer her hand and to help guide the way forward is really the opportunity for all of us to follow the same precepts they're setting.
The suburbs of Milwaukee are seen as key to Democrats' odds in Wisconsin. Republicans still win those areas, but Democrats have made inroads since former President Donald Trump's first election in 2016. A conservative law firm known for filing lawsuits aimed at purging voter rolls is suing the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Rich Kramer reports the group claims laws verifying voters who register on Election Day are being, quote, watered down.
The Public Interest Legal Foundation sued the commission Thursday in Dane County Circuit Court. They're seeking records tied to what they call new guidance on what clerks should do if they can't verify addresses for people who registered to vote on Election Day. Foundation President J. Christian Adams says if clerks can't verify a voter's address, state law requires them to deactivate the voter and refer them for prosecution. He says the commission's guidance doesn't follow the law.
That doesn't make sense that an election overseer, a state election office, would be advising county clerks to water down the law. And so we just want to get a better understanding why.
The commission guidance states voters should only be removed and prosecuted if clerks suspect fraud beyond a reasonable doubt. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin farm leaders say the potential return of increased tariffs from China would hurt already low prices for corn and soybeans. Former President Donald Trump has said he would place new tariffs on Chinese goods if elected. A new report commissioned by national corn and soybean groups looked at the impacts of China reinstating their own tariffs on American crops. The analysis found it would cause a 52% decline in soybean exports and an 84% decline in corn exports to China. Darren Von Ruden leads the Wisconsin Farmers Union. He says the biggest impact of previous tariffs was the uncertainty.
Prices that we were receiving continue to drop. And we lost those markets to other countries because of those trade wars. And we're still really feeling the effect of that today yet.
But other farmer groups in the state say that returning to a trade war with China may be needed to hold the country to fairer trade practices. And And finally, a new partnership between the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee and a local charter school aims to encourage more students to consider careers in education. Anna Marie Yanni has the details on the program.
UW-Milwaukee and the Hmong American Peace Academy are starting the program to help the Academy's high schoolers become teachers. They can take classes for college credit and earn a scholarship to the University School of Education. Chris Herjong founded the charter school in 2004. Over 90% of the students are of Hmong descent. She says the program's goal is twofold: to help with the teacher shortage in Milwaukee and to give students educators who look like them.
It's important for the teacher who's standing in front of the class look like the student body and that can understand the culture, and more importantly, then can bring the student's culture into place.
Herjong hopes some of the students will come back and teach at the charter school. Anna Marie Yanni, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it for this Tuesday. Lots happening today. First day of early in-person voting in Wisconsin. Busy show, busy day. And we appreciate you starting it with us here on Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers today were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. We're back in your podcast feed tomorrow, so hit subscribe, sit back, relax, and we'll show up automatically. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.